right, guys, welcome to By the Lyric. My name is Lisa. Welcome to the show where we take lyrics of songs and we kind of look at them. I do a little bit of research and kind of let you guys know exactly what the artist had in mind, what he wanted to say, and sometimes my own interpretation of it. So today we're looking at Car Radio by 21 Pilots. Car Radio was written and recorded by 21 Pilots, originally released in 2011 on their second studio album, Regional at Best, but then it was re-released in March 2014 as the fifth and final single from their third studio album, Vessel. The band is consisted of Tyler Joseph, who is the lead singer and songwriter, and drummer Josh Dunn. So what Tyler Joseph has actually commented about the song, he said, "The verses are talking about a true story of me being late to class. Holla, literally me every day. I was in college trying to do that whole thing because that's what you're meant to do, I guess. I dropped out after that. The point is, I was late to class and I forgot to lock my door. And when I came back out, everything had been gutted and stolen out of my car. At the time, financially, I was not able to replace anything that was taken, the GPS, the radio, all of my CDs. When I get in the car, my first reaction is to put on the radio, and for a while, I wasn't able to do that. And finding out that once I removed that piece of me, I realized that sometimes music can act as a distraction and can get in the way of where your mind wants to go." During another interview, he spoke candidly about the songs on Vessel, and he commented, "I would say Car Radio is one of my favorites, but honestly, my favorite song is always the one I'm working on. But what I like about this one is that there's really no structure to it that's similar to any other song I've heard before, in the sense that there's no chorus. But it makes sense to me. I don't really remember making decisions on what should happen in that song. It just kind of happened. I think the hardest part of songwriting is you start to second guess yourself. And I've learned that good songwriting is all about accidentally happening upon a new idea and having the sense to chase it and go after it. And I think Car Radio is a perfect example of that." So let's listen to Car Radio for the first time on By the Lyric.
I ponder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what.
All right, so that was our first listen of Car Radio by 21 Pilots. So let's get into the first verse. I think that this song is pretty much just incredible poetry. I'm not sure how much there really is to kind of unpack and research here, but it's just a song that's always resonated with me and one of the songs that I kind of listened to on repeat until I knew all the words. So the first verse goes, "I ponder of something great, my lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today." So I ponder of something great. This introductory line may be Joseph's first realization that he's been using music as a distraction. He's in awe of what he'd been so unconsciously doing and how long it took for him to realize it. My lungs will fill and then deflate. Without the sound of the radio, he is left with the sound of his own breathing. The respiratory cycle reflects a constant struggle of disillusionment. The last ounces of aspiration in him, lungs inflate anticipation and leave him, deflation and disappointment. They fill with fire, exhale desire. Tyler uses a metaphor for how he inhales all of the sin of the world and exhales the desires for himself. This particular lyric interpolates a poem by Charles Baudelaire, which is titled La Destruction. So Charles Pierre Baudelaire was a French poet who also produced notable work as an essayist, art critic, and pioneering translator of Edgar Allan Poe. His most famous work, a book of lyric poetry titled Les Fleurs du Mal, The Flowers of Evil, expresses the changing nature of beauty in modern and rapidly industrializing Paris during the mid-19th century. Baudelaire's highly original style of prose poetry influenced a whole generation of poets, including Paul Verlaine, Arthur Rimbaud, and Stéphane Mallarmé, among many others. He is credited with coining the term modernity, modernité in French, to designate the fleeting, ephemeral experience of life and in an urban metropolis, and the responsibility of artistic expression to capture that experience. Here is the excerpt from which Joseph was inspired. Sans cesse à mes côtés s'agite le démon. Il nage autour de moi comme un air impalpable. Je l'avale et le sang qui brûle mon poumon et l'emplit d'un désir éternel et coupable. So in French it rhymes. And this is the English translation. At my side the demon writhes forever, swimming around me like impalpable air. As I breathe, he burns my lungs like fever and fills me with an eternal guilty desire. This also mirrors the lyrics, and ever since the seventh grade, I learned to fire breathe from Levitate, which is the second track in 21 Pilots' album Trench. I know it's dire my time today. As he engages in existential contemplation, he realizes how little time he has to accomplish what he wants in his life and that he better get started on whatever it is. The impact of the problems he is facing make him think that soon they will become too much to cope with and that he may not live for much longer. Welcome back to By the Lyric. Today we're looking at Car Radio by 21 Pilots for those of you that are just joining us. So the next part, even though Tyler Joseph mentioned earlier that he doesn't think that the song has any real structure or chorus, I think that this next part kind of serves the purpose of a chorus because it does get repeated the most in the song. So to me, this is kind of the chorus. And this part goes, I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought because somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. He has the aforementioned thought so frequently that he needs to replace the stolen car radio as to find a distraction from his inner demons. His safety is in the music, like so many of us, I can relate to this. And when the music is taken away, he is faced with the reality behind it. The silence he endures makes him recognize the problems and missing noise within his own head. Before, the music was drowning out the own music that was within his head, so in terms, he was forced to face his own music. This also works as a metaphor to compare how Joseph is missing a piece of himself, which causes him to have depressing thoughts. He needs to replace that lost feeling in order to avoid depression. The last line, and now I just sit in silence, doesn't rhyme with comes prior to it. Everything else, thoughts, ought, slot, bought, it all rhymes. So it kind of surprises listeners and as a result makes that one line more impactful. All right, welcome back to By the Lyric. So for those of you that are just joining us, we are looking at 21 Pilots' Car Radio. So we've gotten through the first verse and the kind of chorus. Now we're on to the second verse. So I'm going to read the whole thing to you just because it is so poetic. I mean, I guess this is the closest thing that I listen to on a regular basis that comes or is similar to rap. I know a lot of people don't consider 21 Pilots rap, but to me, this is as rappy as it gets. So I'm just going to read the next verse to you. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve. My skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. And then it goes back to the chorus. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought because somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence, which is what we just looked at before the musical break. So back to the second verse. The first lines are, sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. The absence of the distracting sound means that his mind and imagination can run wild. Thoughts are no longer buried underneath the radio music and he digs them up, unable to hide them. The forced isolation creates noise from your thoughts, which aren't always good, as evidenced by Joseph's dark, depressing thoughts and possible contemplation of suicide, but I really don't think that that's what this song is about. These are things that are not usually on his mind, as the music takes him to another place, preventing overthinking. The next lines are, "My pride is no longer inside, it's on my sleeve." Tyler takes the phrase "to wear your heart on your sleeve," which typically means one's emotions are easily upset by the outside world, and applies that concept to his pride. While his pride was once instilled deep inside of him, he is now feeling much more vulnerable to those hardships that life is throwing at us. "My skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream." He begins to sweat and is uncomfortable in his own skin. He starts to feel like there is no escape from his thoughts, and he needs a way to release himself from this pain. When he lost his pride, he killed a part of himself. And while fantasizing of a world of free pain, the darker parts of his mind have taken control, leaving him with no secular refuge, no place to hide under. In an earlier track off the album, Joseph again speaks of killing a part of himself. He says, "Sometimes to stay alive, you gotta kill your mind." So that's kind of a recurring theme that we see with 21 Pilots. The next line is, "I hate this car that I'm driving." This is a metaphor that treats the road as life and the vehicle as the person's unique life path. The band has used this metaphor most famously in Ride, but has also played with the symbolism in A Car, A Torch, A Death, as well as Taxi Cab. In Joseph's case, the metaphor is an expression of his discontent with life. As his car is his life, he evokes the feeling of being trapped and pushed to one's psychological limits. The next lines go, "There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel." When the radio is on, it distracts him from his inner self. With no distractions, he begins to realize what kind of person he is and how he can now hear the thoughts he's been drowning out. He could pull the steering wheel, possibly creating a devastating car crash. He pauses before uttering this line as if it is a random thought coming through a stream of consciousness or interior monologue. The action of moving the steering wheel seems insignificant compared to what would result from that action. Just one small pull and a disastrous consequence would follow. Joseph has discussed this lyric, saying that it's not necessarily he is having suicidal thoughts, but he merely ponders on the fact that he could if he wanted to. In an interview with Face Culture, he further spoke about the meaning of this kind of idea.
Feel good about that.
But is it truly that you see yourself as messed up, or is it just like being quite harsh on yourself, being critical?
I think to myself, okay, I should be able to control myself, right? It's very simple. I look at that lamp and I know, okay, when I walk out of this room, I'm not supposed to hit that lamp. You know, so I stand up and I walk out of the room and I don't hit that lamp. Why can't I make decisions like that about everything in my life? You know, I'm not going to get angry at my brother. I want to be the best brother. Don't you? Do you have siblings?
I have a brother, yes.
You have a brother?
Yes.
Don't you want to be the best brother?
Of course.
Do you think that you've been the best brother?
Not by a long shot.
Not at all, right? It's like, why can't I do what I want to do? If I want to be a dad one day, I want to be the best dad. Guess what? I'm not gonna be the best dad. And that's messed up. That's messed up. That means that if I were to take how it is I treat people around me in the same way that I treat a social setting, that means I would stand up right now and I would kick that lamp over because there's something wrong. There's like something is broken in this. The way that we live is proof that there's an element there that's just not right. There's something not right.
All right, so that was Tyler Joseph on kind of this metaphor that we see with pulling the steering wheel, kind of having this crazy reaction that isn't normal in a social setting. Welcome back to By the Lyric. For those of you that are just joining us, we are looking at 21 Pilots' Car Radio, and we're already at the third verse. Okay, so I'm going to read the full thing to you. It is a little long, so bear with me. I just want you guys to really kind of get the poetry and what he's trying to say here. Kind of just really flows really nicely. I ponder of something terrifying, because this time there's no sound to hide behind. I find over the course of our human existence, one thing consists of consistence, and it's that we're all battling fear. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh, am I too deep? Please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two. And from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. And there's faith and there's sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. And I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying, to let you know you need to try to think. And then it goes back to the chorus. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought, because somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Okay, so getting back to the beginning of this verse, I ponder of something terrifying because this time there's no sound to hide behind. Previously he thought of something great and now it's something terrifying. Without the radio, dark and terrifying thoughts reveal themselves, haunting him. If he can't melt into the music, nothing can interrupt his torment. Suddenly, pessimistic thoughts are at the forefront of his mind. I find over the course of our human existence, one thing consists of consistency, and it's that we're all battling fear. He ponders about the life of a human being and concludes that we're all trying to fight away fear in one way or another. In his case, the radio was used to distract him from his fears. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh, am I too deep? Please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. This line has an air of existentialism to it. He is pondering on deep philosophical things. This is one of the main points of existentialism. Although he would rather let his mind be distracted, he ponders life's many questions when confronted by this new silence. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two. And from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. Two mental states we have to choose from are peace and fear. We can have an inner sense of fear or an inner sense of peace. And if you are to trace the outcomes of either of these, it should be easy to understand that peace beats fear every time. And there's faith and there's sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive, and I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. Faith may be interpreted as having a faith in oneself or in life itself. It's very possible, however, that the word is being used with religious connotations. Both members of 21 Pilots, Joseph Tyler and Josh Dunn, Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn are both deeply religious and view faith as a life-saving entity. Faith is an active part of their lives and guides them, as opposed to stumbling blindly through life. Sleep can be interpreted as giving up on life and giving into death. If you have faith, you are alive and awake, although you must deal with problems or think. In the end, they are just an obstacle of life that you can overcome. He's stressing the importance of active thinking. He believes we need to think. Joseph is literally attempting to appear as a martyr to his fans so that they may fight the fight he couldn't. If we refer to a few lines ago, for us to think is to be alive, we can infer that Tyler may simply just want us to live on. He believes that we are more likely to live if we think about life the way that he portrays it, and he will try to use these songs to put a message across just so he can influence us to stay alive. Personally, I think that it's more of a commentary that if we are not actively thinking, then essentially we are not using our brains to their full potential and therefore are quote-unquote dead. So many people can fall into their routine and limit their brains to the daily functions of their lives. But life is so much more lively and interesting if you continue to think and if you continue to exercise and stretch your brain muscles. Just like any other muscle in your body, your brain is to be exercised and stretched in order to stay healthy and alive. All right, welcome back to By the Lyric. For those of you that are just joining us, we just went through all of the words to 21 Pilots' Car Radio. And now I just want to talk a little bit about their music video. So the first half of the music video is Tyler Joseph shaving his head. This could be a religious reference, especially relating back to the line that we need to choose between faith and sleep. For example, many Buddhists, Hajj pilgrims, and Vaisnavas, especially members of the Hare Krishna movement, shave their heads. Some Hindu and most Buddhist monks and nuns shave their heads upon entering their order, and Korean Buddhist monks and nuns have their head shaven every 15 days. Muslim men have the choice of shaving their head after performing Umrah and Hajj, following the ancient tradition of committing as a slave to Allah. Hasidic Jewish men will often shave all of their heads, save for their payet or side locks. In certain Hasidic sects, most famously Satmar, married women shave their head every month before immersion in mikveh, ritual bath. This could also be a symbol of Joseph overcoming his demons and moving forward in his life to be the success he always wanted to be. For example, pop culture is littered with women who have shaved their heads, and we see that even today, shaving your head can be a very symbolic and freeing procedure for a woman, I guess, not only for women, but for men as well. Their circumstances are usually dire. For example, Natalie Portman sobbing violently as a jailer chops away clumps of her hair in V for Vendetta, Demi Moore glaring at her own reflection as she barbers her way to belonging in the hyper-masculine world of G.I. Jane's Navy SEALs. I kind of wanted to see what some other women had to say about their experience of shaving their head. For example, one woman speaks about her experience saying, "My head was shaved in Cuba as part of a ritual ceremony. I have been a practitioner of the Cuban African-inspired religions for 12 years now, and the act of head shaving is part of a ceremony in the process of what they call making saint. Conceptually, the ceremony is about rebirth into a new, stronger spiritual self, and the head shaving is part of the symbolic birth." This is very applicable to Joseph telling us that we need to choose faith over sleep. Some women have described the experience as the sense of freedom, liberation of weight, both physical and symbolic, that came from the head shaving and ritual, allowing them to become their better self. Or some have commented on the experience saying, "I felt like I needed a fresh start, a metaphorical death of my past self." In this sense, Joseph could be showing the part of himself that he killed, his prideful self, the car radio self that is now gone. When Joseph is finished with shaving his head in the music video, he puts on a white ski mask and comes out onto stage to perform. Again, another symbol of him killing the part of himself that was holding him back from truly pursuing his music career and further developing the successful person he has become. He comes out onto the stage to a still crowd. He walks into the crowd that is still with no emotion as they wait for the music to drop, at which point the entire hall explodes into dance. Joseph then proceeds to body surf back onto the stage, which could be symbolizing the fact that he credits his success to his fans and supporters. After the last scream of "And Now I Just Sit," he falls on his knees and all of a sudden the hall is empty. He then takes off the ski mask to reveal a full head of hair. This most likely alludes to the fact that we can never truly overcome our insecurities, but that triumph is temporary, and we as humans are constant works in progress. He then repeats the first verse and falls backwards off the stage, maybe alluding to the fact that this is a cycle that we keep going through, especially a cycle that he is going through. Alright, so welcome back to By the Lyric. Let's summarize what we've looked at today. We were looking at Car Radio by 21 Pilots. I think we can see just from the words and the poetic nature of the song just how emotionally vulnerable our artist is, Tyler Joseph, the writer. We see that this song was inspired by When he was in college, he was late to class, and he left his car unlocked. Coming back, he found that he had been robbed and was unable to restore his GPS, his radio, and all the CDs that he had in there. And so that kind of forced him to not drown out his thoughts with the sound of a radio, but rather sit and really think about them. We see that we've also seen inspiration from Charles Baudelaire's poem, La Destruction. This inspired the lyric, inhale, my lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire, which is taken from the part that goes, at my side the demon writhes forever, swimming around me like impalpable air. As I breathe, he burns my lungs like fever and fills me with an eternal guilty desire. So we see that there's kind of a few different inspirations that Tyler Joseph has taken to kind of create this song. Again, the words are very poetic, and this is probably the closest thing to rap that I will ever listen to. And the video also, while it seems simple, all it is really he's shaving his head and then he goes to a concert to perform. But I feel like there's much more meaning there to be unpacked in terms of maybe the religion, freeing one of a past self and kind of being rebirthed into a new self, kind of overcoming your inner demons. And that cycle where that triumph of overcoming your demons is temporary and we're constantly works in progress as human beings. So here is our last listen to Car Radio by 21 Pilots. All right, so that was By the Lyric today. My name is Lisa. By the Lyric is on every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. during the semester. You can also catch me on Friday nights on the after class show from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on what me and my co-host Kiara like to call Friday Night Live, where we talk about conspiracies. If you guys have any requests for songs, something that I can do research on and then talk about it on the show, please, please, please tweet at Radio Laurier or send us a message on Instagram at Radio Laurier and let me know. All right, have a great weekend.